Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I've had two charges on my card that I need to have removed. Don't know what it is.
All right, I'll have to get it pulled up for you first to see if it's something you signed up for. If it is, then we don't do refunds. Give me 1 second.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it needs to be canceled, whatever it is. Some kind of how.
Okay, give me 1 second. And what's your shipping zip code?
31030.
First and last name?
Daniel Hagerman.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
1894 Lily Creek Road, Fort Valley, Georgia.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here. I'm assuming this is probably your husband for the ultra male enhancement and the ultra nitric oxide originally for shipping charges.
Do what now? Yeah, my husband ordered something and I didn't understand what you said. Hello?
Are there?
Yeah, I'm... Must have lost you.
Yeah, I know it keeps going in and out the phone. I don't know. I guess it's the service. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. I said yes. And your husband signed up for this, the ultra male enhancement and the ultra nitric oxide.
Okay, I see it's an infinite. There's two different phone numbers on the thing, but one is
No, that's not what you signed up for. Yeah, that's just another product. Yes, ma'am. This is for ultra male enhancement and ultra nitric oxide. It's not for anything about indefinite body.
Okay.
Did your husband sign up for that? No, it's for the ultra. It's just showing up under that because it's through a third party and they sell different products. That's not what it's for.
Okay, well, this is the phone number that was on here, but it needs to be canceled.
I mean, that's fine, yes, ma'am. Everything is correct. It's just that what you're seeing is just another product because they go through, they order different products, so they change. So that's why sometimes on your bill it's going to show differently. But this is for whatever your husband signed up for.
Okay, yeah, it needs to be canceled.
All right, so he didn't like the product, or are you just canceling out due to the price?
Well, due to the price, I don't know. He orders stuff and doesn't realize what he's doing. And then when I see it on my bank bill, I kind of freak out.
You're right, especially if it's on your bill. I'll be calling him saying, look, don't be using my card if you're not going to read the information.
Yeah, because it's like $200, two charges, and one's $99.94 and one's $95.94. So I just need to see how to get that taken care of if possible.
Okay, yeah, like I said, we don't do refunds on the account. When he signed up with your card, he agreed to terms and conditions. It tells him they're going to bill him and gives him the number to call in, but I'm assuming he didn't read that. So we can get you canceled out, but we can't do any refunds.
Okay, so those charges stand.
That is correct. Yeah, it's for the free trial that he originally signed up for. He has to cancel within 14 days of purchase.
Oh, God. Okay, so
can we
just go ahead and cancel it where this doesn't happen again?
All right, so are you sure he doesn't want to try it out at a 35% discount every 30 days in the future?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right, it is all natural. What if I gave him my employee 50%? He can get it for $45 a month.
No, that'll be okay.
All right. And the last one I have is my manager, 75%. He can get it for $25 a month if he likes it.
No, ma'am.
He can't. She's like, no, he's not getting anything. You tell him to stay off the internet signing up for free trial.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate the offers, though.
I know. Look, I know it's confusing. Most people, look, him and everybody else that gets on, that's what they do. They read the advertisement. That's it. They think that's all they're agreeing to. It's a one-time deal, and nobody calls in until they get billed.
Right.
Trust me. It's happened to me before, so I know. Give me one second. I make sure everything is canceled, and I'll give you his cancellation number.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It looks like you're in Georgia. How is the virus? I'm sure y'all, don't y'all have, probably have a lot of cases there?
I don't know. It just depends on city by city where we're at.
Uh-huh.
I personally know somebody has it, but they were here in Georgia.
Fine.
And then they live between here and Florida because they have two different houses. But I don't know. Sometimes they say it's more than it is. I think the testing to begin with some
mm-hmm.
of them were not administered properly or something. But I honestly don't think it's as bad as they're saying it is.
It's not. They're just lying.
I know it's real. I do. But I don't think it's bad as they're saying it is. And if the masks work, why do we have to stop going places and doing things?
And you're right, because if they're thinking that's going to help, then okay, we'll just wear a mask and open everything up, let it be, you know, as normal. Just make sure you got a mask on. So like you said, because they know that the mask is really not helping. It's just something that they're just trying to figure out, because they don't really know what's going on. They don't know what's causing it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a crazy world, though.
It is. I already said the same thing. I know they're lying. They're making it out to be more than it is. You know, they're just messing up everything. School, kids, just everybody's life. I mean, this is just a disaster. You would really think that who would want to cause this much trouble for a political campaign? But, you know, they do this
yeah.
every year, but it just never got out of hand like this. And it's really sad what they're doing.
I hate it. I have a son-in-law that owns a restaurant in downtown, and they've been hurt from it. And then the kids with school is just, I don't know. I don't think the online thing is the way to go. Not for younger kids anyway.
And you are definitely correct, because they're not, their attention span is short. They're just really on there, to be honest. They're not really looking, probably not learning, you know, and it's sad. Now, older kids, yeah, they can understand better. So, you know, it's fine for them, but not younger kids.
Yeah, I feel like they need to be in the classroom setting and, you know, looking at a screen or doing whatever. How do you know if they're really getting it? And some of the parents can't, you know, where we're at, a lot of people don't have Wi-Fi. Or they can't, you know, it's slow, and it's hard if you have more than one kid that has to have a tablet or some kind of device to support the school day. And it's just difficult. And I don't know. I don't know what.
It happens with me, too, because I work at home. So I'm running my device off of it. And then, of course, my daughter, now that she's at home, her, you know what I'm saying, her laptop is running, and it just kicks her out. It kicks me out. I mean, it's really sad what we got going on here. Hello?